State Senator Rick Jones. Senator Jones, how are you?
Good morning. It's a very fine morning.
Well, I want to talk to you about the abortion bill, which has moved to the Senate floor. Tell me about it.
Well, it's three basic concepts. It says that abortion clinics must be licensed, have proper insurance, be clean. The second concept is the doctor must ensure that the woman is not there with violence or by coercion to force her into it. And finally, it provides for the proper disposal of the product of an abortion. And the aborted babies cannot be thrown into a common garbage dumpster like happened in Delta Township with 17 babies.
All right. That the third component that you just mentioned, I'm clear on. We have had some folks who don't support this bill because of the first two pieces, because they believe federal law takes care of those. What do you think?
I disagree completely. You know, we have a state where we license tattoo parlors, you know, junkyards, used car lots. Certainly we should license a place that does abortions. And many of the places are simply in it for profit. They're not a hospital. And yesterday we heard them object to things like a sink for the doctor to wash his hands in. You know, there's requirements like you have to have oxygen on hand in case the woman is in distress. A nurse there attending, a doctor available until the woman is ready to leave the facility in case there's complications. Very simple safety regulations that the licensed centers abide by. I don't see any problem with that at all. Now, we had a separate hearing, not yesterday, but a separate hearing on the coercion, and we had testimony from women that had been coerced by violence to force them into the procedure, boyfriends that had dragged them to the clinic. And certainly we want to provide that that does not happen in Michigan.
Opponents of this bill could say that this is just another way that Republicans are trying to take the rights away from them, especially in regards to Roe v. Wade. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would challenge them by saying, you know, this doesn't do away with abortions in Michigan. What this does is provide safety regulations, safety for women. I think they're getting into the political rhetoric instead of worrying about the safety of the women that are going through this procedure.
What's your stance on abortion?
I have been endorsed by Michigan Right to Life. I'm pro-life. And I think, you know, that people should not abort children for birth control and that sort of thing. If a mother is going to die, if there's a reason where, you know, the woman cannot go through with the procedure, then I would agree that something needs to be done.
Do you think there's enough support on the Senate floor to get this bill passed?
I do. It overwhelmingly passed in the House, and, you know, there was controversy, but it was manufactured controversy. And, you know, the basic bill, when you get back to the basic reasoning behind it and take out all the political rhetoric, it's just basically common sense.
I know you can't speak for the governor, but should this pass the Senate, do you believe he'll sign this bill?
I believe the governor will sign this. I think it's reasonable. I think it's common sense. The governor did sign the bill that banned the partial birth abortion, the most heinous act where a baby is partially removed from the mother and then killed in the procedure.
Rick, before I let you go, I want to ask you your thoughts on an issue in regards to guns. The president is quoted as saying he believes that a lot of gun owners would believe that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers and not in the streets of our cities. He also said he believed in a Second Amendment right that guarantees an individual the right to bear arms. Whenever we have terrible tragedies like the one in Aurora, Colorado, these gun issues come up. What do you think?
Well, basically what he's talking about banning are semi-automatic weapons, and most of the Michigan deer hunters I know use a semi-automatic weapon out in the woods. It's not in itself anything wrong with it. Unfortunately, in human society, throughout history, we've had violence. I mean, look back to the history, to the Bass School, where the maniac used a bomb and blew up the school. You know, look at the federal building, where Michigan people went to the federal building in Oklahoma and blew up the building. We're always going to have crazy human beings. And I think what we need to concentrate on is better mental health for these people and watching for signs of mental breakdown.
Michigan State Senator Rick Jones, live on the Tony Connelly Morning Show. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Have a great day.